Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave O'Brien, mornings on 99.5, The Mountain. Fight the good fight.
Mike Levine, bass player and keyboardist for the band Triumph, joining us right now with some exciting news. You guys are active again, let's say.
Kind of, yeah, you could say that. We've been doing some interesting things of late.
Including reissuing the Classics Greatest Hits package. Just came out this month, just in time for Christmas. Smart timing on that. What led you guys to reissue this? Let's talk about that first, then we'll talk about some of the special stuff on this album.
Sure. You know, the original Classics album, it's the 30th anniversary of that release of that album. But it was what we call in the industry the contractual commitment album that you record companies are entitled to when you leave them. So they try and capitalize and make as much money as they possibly can, so they cheap out on everything. And the packaging was not very good on the original one. The pressing was not very good on the original one, in our opinion. And we just thought it was, you know, it would be a really good time to do it up nicely and do a vinyl edition, since vinyl seems to be very popular again in its own way and happens to be my favorite format. So we just said, let's go for it, and, you know, put together a nice package, and, you know, it's pressed on, you know, heavy-duty vinyl, and it's colored silver, and it's got, you know, some bonus, a couple of bonus tracks on it, so we're really pleased with it. It sounds fantastic if you're a vinyl fan.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, 2019 was the first year in recent history, since for quite a while, that vinyl outsold other types, you know, CDs and things like that. And I'm a huge fan of vinyl as well. I really miss those times when you could get an album, pull it out of the sleeve, read all the liner notes, and sit and have an actual experience with it.
Yep, yeah, that's how I grew up, for sure. That's how you know, got into music. That's how you found new artists. It was fun. You know, you drop the needle and go, we'll decide what is really good. Then you turn over to side two, right?
Right. And you knew track by track. You know, when you hear a song, you kind of expect to hear that next song that you're used to, that sequence on an album a lot of times. We're talking to Mike Levine, who is the bassist and keyboard player for Triumph. As I mentioned, you guys are pretty active. You reunited just last month to actually perform live for the first time in over a decade, right?
Yeah, it was kind of neat. There's a documentary in the works that's a company called Banger Films that you might be familiar with. Is doing. They did Iron Maiden and ZZ Top and Rush. They're like the premier rock doc company. So they wanted to do something special to get the quote unquote the Triumph super fans all in one place. So they put together this plan to use all our warehousing and recording studios to have fans come to Toronto and experience whatever the heck they were going to experience. They put together like a museum of Triumph artifacts. It was unbelievable. And our only participation was going to be, you know, take pictures with everybody and then do a Q&A for an hour or two. But we decided we'd do something different, that we'd surprise them and play. And it was, like, pretty cool, I'll tell you.
Now, does it surprise you, that rabid fandom that still exists? I mean, you guys, you know, it's been a little while, as I mentioned, since you've been together, since you've been active. But there are just diehard fans still out there.
Oh, it was amazing. Like, the reaction, and they didn't really, you know, push it hard to get responses to find the people to come to this thing. But they had over, you know, what I called hard interest, which means I'm buying my own plane ticket, I'm driving, or I'm paying my own hotels, everything. Over 2,000 responses of hardcore. So, you know, of which they had to pick 150. So it was not easy for the film company to deal with this. But they did a good job of picking the fans because they were all great. You know, it was pretty mind-boggling. It was very emotional.
Now, dare I ask, will this lead to any future work by Triumph or Performances?
you can ask if you want.
You just don't know the answer because you got two other guys that have to agree to it as well, right?
That's correct. And, you know, it's not a hard no. I would call it a soft no. And because you never know. It's my logic in life. You just never know what's going to happen.
Your band never really had like an explosive blow up quitting kind of thing. I liken it to the way that a lot of my past relationships have ended. I compare it to a bumper car ride that after they shut off the power and you're still kind of moving and you glide to a stop and then everybody just gets out. That's sort of the way I see Triumph having broken up. You guys just kind of went your separate ways, but did you remain pretty close and good friends over the years?
Well, you know, we had the issue with Rick, you know, for a long time. But Gil and I were always together. You know, we did tons of projects together and after Rick left the band. But then, you know, Rick came back into the fold in 2008. And we're like the best of buddies now, and you know, we just got inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame, which is like a huge honor up here. And you know, so the three of us were involved in that. We were involved in the fan event. You know, we do a lot of stuff together, and we've been having a lot of fun, which is great.
Mike Levine is the bassist and keyboard player for Triumph. Again, they have the reissue of their Classics album is out now. It's on silver vinyl. It's got some bonus tracks on it as well. And you mentioned about being in Canada there. Was it important for you guys as a band to try to break into the scene in America as well? Because I know in Canada, sometimes there can be major artists there that some of us south of the border know very little about. So how big a deal was it for you guys to try to break through in the United States?
It was probably the most important thing we did at that time. I mean, everything we did up until that time was important, but at that time we thought, okay, we're huge in Canada. You know, we sold a couple of 100,000 records, which is double platinum. But there's only so many play dates you can have in Canada. So America, here we come. And we just slugged it out, and you know, we lied, cheated, stole. We did whatever we had to get into America, and we did, and it worked.
And I imagine touring in Canada is shortened between about November and March. You're not going to hit the road too often in that part of the world.
That's true, especially you know on that prairie stretch, right? So you you know you got to leave 3 days between dates.
Well, you guys did break through. I was a high school freshman in 1981 when Allied Forces came out, and Fight the Good Fight and Magic Power and all the other tracks on that album were in constant rotation at every party I went to, and we made mixtapes that featured all of those. So you guys really, when you did hit, you hit pretty big right there.
Yeah, that was the album. We were getting big, but that album put us well over the top. You know, that was really a good album for us. I think we had learned enough about making records and writing and production, and you know, we learned how to make a great record, and we did it in our own studio too, which really helped. We had built the metalwork, so it was you know, the clock wasn't ticking at $200 an hour in somebody else's joint.
Speaking of production, not only did you play the bass and the keyboard in the band, you also produced a lot of those early albums, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. That was my responsibility. I was not a great songwriter. Bill and Rick handled that, but I was a pretty darn good producer, so I handled that end.
Now, where did you learn that skill? Were you self-taught, or is it just something that kind of came to you, or what?
No, really, you know, it was a de facto kind of thing, because I had some experience in the studio before Triumph started, and had made records and been in bands that recorded records, albeit not very good. But I knew something about being in the recording studio, so I was able to kind of go, okay, well, I can handle this, guys. We don't have to go and hire someone and figure out how to work with them. You know, we need a good engineer, and I'll take care of the production part and see how it goes. That's the way it went. And there you are. You know, we were the Three Musketeers, and there was no other memberships available, only three.
You know, and you guys, and you mentioned this band earlier, you've drawn comparisons being a trio from Canada to the band Rush, despite the fact that you guys are fairly different in your styles and all. But those of us, again, south of the border here in the United States, you know, we hear a three-piece from Canada, and the comparisons are you know, kind of come easily. But were you guys ever feeling like you were in competition with them or anything like that? Or was there a good relationship between the two bands?
Well, you know, we never really got to see them much because they were on the road, we were on the road. And they had a pretty, you know, they had like a five-year head start on us, pretty much, or 4 years or whatever, when they first started recording and playing. So the only competition, I think, was in the minds of, you know, media, and Ray Daniels, who was a friend of ours, but Rush's manager, who would always say, you got to look out for those guys from Triumph. You guys got to get better because they're coming after you.
Well, in truth, you're in competition with everybody and yourself when you're in a band all the time, right?
That's correct. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're three-piece or 100-piece. It makes no difference. There's only so many slots in or back then anyway, so many slots available that you could fit into.
Well, as I mentioned, you guys did, and you're back with, again, the classics. It is reissued on 180-gram silver vinyl. It is a double LP re-released just this month. All of the greatest hits from Triumph and some bonus tracks as well. And do we know yet when that documentary will be coming out in 2020?
I'm told by the film company, and you could, and they always say don't quote us, but they're shooting for having it available, you know, for theatrical release early September of this coming year of 2020. So that's, what, 7 or 8 months down the road from now.
All right, well, I'll see if I can still fit into my Allied Forces T-shirt. I doubt it, but I'll wear it and watch the movie and listen to the classics reissue. Mike Levine, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it. It's been great.
Take care and happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. All the best.
Dave O'Brien, mornings on 99.5 The Mountain.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.